So raise your little respect to start us off on a Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thank you indeed.
Happy Verdi Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday 26th of February. There seems to be a lot of relief on the WhatsApp.
Oh, so, I'd say so.
There's a plethora of WhatsApps in already. Sure, we haven't even spoken. And there's a flood of WhatsApps with happy Fridays. And I get the sense a lot of people feel relieved to have made it to this Friday.
And to have gotten through February. The last of the poxy months of the year, because we're into the weekend now and it's March by the time we come back. So that's a good thing.
Like. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my goodness gracious, I tell you. Oh, look at Jim's heads. It's gone. Oh, God, is he, can you hear me?
You keep dropping out on me for some reason. But it could be my headphones. Could be my headphones acting up or whatever. But anyway. Yeah, I get this. And to be honest with you, I get the idea of this Friday because...
there's an emergency button in here to turn him off. He's loud mouth, I think.
Because this morning was the first time. I never do this, right? Because I know of old it's a... it's a risky, risky business, right?
Oh.
But with the one where you wake up,
oh,
right? And you know I've been doing that. I can't believe you're joking. It's not that. It's not half far already, is it? But this morning was one of the first ones where I laid there for a couple of minutes. You know that's a dangerous game to play.
That's a very dangerous game.
I mean, that is the Russian roulette for you and I.
It is, especially because we don't use snooze buttons.
No, exactly. I mean, you know,
dangerous,
you really are. You're taking your... But I thought, no, come on. But it was that was the first time I laid there. Like, and you know, you get those odd thoughts of like, what could I cut out of my routine that might give me an extra few minutes?
Do I really need to work for a living? Like, if I, you know... Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. Oh, it was a hard one.
Me arse out of bed and went... I don't know what it is. I don't know why I'm tired so much these days. It's weird. There's nothing different.
Like an L horse, like, you know what I mean? You need an L brake, sorry, so often. You're carrying this jockey over here, look. You're bringing kids for a ride on the beach all summer.
Not
that's what it's
all.
Like carrying me around.
Not at all. Mind you, I'll tell you something, it is a good start to a Friday. Magic Mike has gone to buy store-bought coffees.
He has.
He's gone next door to buy me a coffee. That's very nice of him, I have to say. You have that fascination, literally... by most coffee sort of lovers' standards, probably the worst coffee you can get. Just one out of a machine in an L shop.
In an L shop, yeah.
But I love it.
Lovely it is, isn't it? It is really lovely.
It is. Like, I don't know what it is. It just goes to show what a lowbrow individual I am.
But only from that one machine. We're mad about that one machine.
I know.
Like the Insomnia place around the corner. Coffee's nice.
Yeah.
But the Insomnia machine in the spa. so much better.
Yeah, Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, Friday 26th of February. Hopefully you're in good form heading into the weekend. I think my earphones are on the blink.
Oh, jeepers.
Going to have to sanitise a new pair now.
Better than your ears.
Although I could be blaming my earphones, and it might be my ears that are on the blink.
I was rushed into the health clinic last night.
Oh, no.
With an earache. I was, yeah.
Oh my God, that's a story now we're going to have to do.
Now, I had to rush myself in, but I was rushed in.
Right. And did you resolve it?
No.
You still have an earache?
I still have an earache.
Did they find out what it's causing it?
No.
Did they say it was me?
No. They says they, in fact, your man was like, surprising it's not the other fella who has the earache.
Have you still got a pain in your ear?
Look, I've loaded tablets and all I have to take.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And they don't know what it is?
No. They says, hopefully, they said, it's an inner ear, a deep inner ear infection.
Right.
I was like,
that's the good news.
Yeah, I said, that doesn't sound very hopeful.
The good news is you could have a deep inner ear infection.
Yeah, and then he goes...
All right, don't tell me the bad news.
Yeah. Like, no, that was it. I was like, okay, grand. And what do I... Is that... I said, it's fairly sore. And he goes, you'll have to take painkillers for this. It's like, oh, no. Jabers. Anyway, yeah, so I have
this is not good.
So yeah, your outer ears are broken and my inner ears are gammy.
I think there's definitely something to it. Right, listen, we're about to do by the way, can I just say this is turning into a fantastic Friday. Not only has Magic Mike delivered a store-bought coffee, so I'm excited about that, PJ Gallagher has given me a present.
Yes, I have.
And it turns out that it's an absolute... It turns out he was reading minds. He gave me a mobile holder for a car mobile holder, Magic Mount, it's called. And it's the business looking
life
thing.
Life changer.
I was literally looking
life
at buying
changer.
One because my phone goes all over the shop in the car.
Oh, these, I love these. I have one in the car, I couldn't believe it. When I was rushing myself into the hospital last night, I would have been lost without it. It's so just, it's all magnetic. It's so easy and simple to use, and there's no setting up. It's it's the business. So
excellent.
It is.
Right. So that you're very good, man. Thanks for that. Appreciate
it.
This is going to be life changing.
Thank you very much. I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Right. So now the thing about it is, I can't really return the compliment with the birthdays. It's a bit of a bad bag today.
Is it right? Okay. But,
to be honest with you, it doesn't really matter.
Oh.
It doesn't really matter because, ladies and gentlemen, this is, okay, maybe not for the wider public, but certainly for PJ Gallagher, it doesn't matter because it's this bloke's birthday today. Oh, my God.
Oh, it didn't work.
I cannot believe it.
I'm glad I thought that was me ear for a minute, Jim. I got around. I'm actually relieved, to be honest, that that didn't play. I think I got out of jail free there for a second.
Right.
Oh,
there
my
you
God,
see.
You put the heart across me.
Talk about building up to a big moment. But anyway, it should have sounded like this.
How can we be lovers?
Yes, indeed. There's nothing worse than when your machines let you down. I mean, it seems like there's bits of everything failing today. People's ears, people's outer ears. You just had a moment.
I started dancing and after spilling coffee all over the desk. Can we tell? Oh, my God. I'm after nearly burning the legs off myself. I'm after spilling coffee everywhere.
I don't know. I think this Friday could be cursed.
Oh, my God, Jim. It's everywhere. Oh, my God, Jim.
This was meant to be your celebration of Michael Bolton.
How can we be lovers if we can be friends?
Michael Bolton's birthday today. Yeah.
I spilt it all over the desky. Oh no, I burnt my neck.
Oh no. So that's your moment of Michael Bolton celebration on a Friday of all days.
I apologise.
It's been ruined because you've nearly scalded yourself.
I apologise for everybody that heard that bad word. That was actually an accident. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't hear the bad word.
I heard it coming in through my own ears.
Sorry about
that.
Technically,
I just
now
spilled
you
coffee
are.
Literally everywhere, like.
Technically, you are this morning a scaldy balls.
Oh, I am as well. Scaldy balls of a Friday. Friday scaldy balls. Yeah, I am. So, oh my God, that's true.
That
oh, well,
is
at
extraordinary.
At least we got that much out of it. Oh my God.
Wow, one of them. That's the one of the more unusual starts to an entire morning. Me headphones fell apart. You tell me your ears are falling apart currently.
Yeah.
And then you wipe out
Can
half
I
the studio.
Coffee
with
all over the place. Say the F. F-boom into the microphone and burn the balls off. It's a bit of a strange start to the morning, all right.
Happy Friday,
Happy
ladies and
Friday
gentlemen.
Happy Friday to you. Oh, my God, what a start this is.
That's quite incredible. Oh, I think I need to lie down after that. Oh, no, Jesus. I can't even turn me. Every time I turn my head, my headphones crap out.
Oh,
so
God, oh,
I'm just going, if I'm staring at you like a serial killer.
I'm just wondering, he's sitting at me like, you know the way somebody has a bad neck and they have to turn their whole body to face you to say hello? He's doing that. He's got the whole body is facing me
there's
today.
Something's wrong with my wire. The wire in my headphones is obviously acting up or whatever.
My wire's burnt. That's all that's wrong there. Yeah. What a morning.
Let's try and knock a birthday out of this. Right, Michael Bolton, what are you going for?
Oh, I'd say Michael Bolton is like 64.
Not bad at all. 68, to be fair. 68.
Okay, jeepers, he looks well. Oh, he looks
magnificent. Do you think so?
Magnificent,
Jim. Is the mullet holding? I haven't seen him in a long time. Is the mullet holding up?
Since the last time
I saw him.
Oh,
no, he's cut his hair. He cut his hair short, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He has like a gentleman's haircut now. He's more refined altogether, yeah.
Right.
He does, yeah.
Calm down.
He wears like a high Latino collared shirt and all because his neck has gone a bit gaggy. But he looks very well.
He's got a bit turkey neck going on, has he?
Yeah, he's got, yeah. His chin is very heavy, I think. But he looks very well.
Right, okay. Michael Bolton, 68. What about this? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Ah, Ole. Yeah.
Who is allegedly at the wheel. What he's driving, nobody's 100% certain.
A bumper car. I think. Although, all the slagging and knocking from, you know, us, the fans as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a long, and he's done, in
he's
fairness
in
to
there.
Him, he's put in a pretty good shift with players that are probably not entirely up to the job.
I didn't have him. I didn't have a lot of faith, I have to say. I'm kind of surprised. I thought he'd be gone by this stage.
I was one of those, when he stepped in for Mourinho, I was one of those bandwagoners saying, give him the job, good Lord, give him the job. Now! Now! He's the Messiah! He is the Messiah.
And then there was that, and then, whatever it was, 13 in a row or something without
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was the match of the day going, he's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy. And, you know, but in fairness to him, the results yeah. of late, you know, yeah. if he could just stop losing to teams who are afraid of relegation or at least dropping points to them, yeah. he'd be laughing.
That's true, yeah, it might have made a difference. But still, yeah, no, to be fair, you're right, because I was very much sort of like, no, he's not up to it, he's not. He doesn't have the credentials or the whatever, but he's hung in there, to be fair
he
to
has,
him.
And he
and,
has.
Of course, he'll forever be synonymous with one of the greatest goals in United history anyway,
yeah,
in that Champions League final.
The greatest goal in the Champions League history. Yeah, I said that, and everyone else is wrong. I gotta say,
so how old is he?
46.
He's 48.
Is he?
Yeah, well done going the younger end. I thought you might have added a few years to him.
Yeah, no, I know he's definitely too young for the job. I know that much. Like,
the
I
old
see
baby
his face
assassin, as they call them.
Yeah.
Right, 48, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Now, you know the way you say you're not into Formula One, really?
Yeah,
and I know you are into the bikes.
Yes.
The MotoGP.
MotoGP and all, yeah.
How are you in the middle bit, the rallying bit?
Oh, jeepers, I don't even know what it is.
Right, well then this,
no, we'll have a
this
go.
Is going to go horribly wrong. Sebastian Loeb.
Sebastian Loeb.
Or Loeb, well, it depends on how bad a day he had. Sometimes yeah. he can be at a very low ebb.
Yeah.
But Sebastian Loeb, apparently French rally driver and arguably the most successful rally driver in history.
Oh, really?
According to that thing that
Jesus
I'm reading
gas,
here.
Isn't it? No, the only thing I know about rally was when I used to play the Colin McRae rally on the PlayStation 2.
Right.
That's going back a stretch, like... so I'm not really sure.
Are you petrol heads not just into everything, no?
No, that's what you seem to think. It's yeah. like saying, you know, football, you're not into everything with an L ball. And no. Would you not know a squash or anything? You wouldn't know any of them players.
Yeah, yeah. You know, lawn bowls. Would you not be into that? That, has a,
into
that has a roundy thing in it.
It's exactly like a football, but hard.
yeah, it's just like a big schlitter.
Yeah, that's all it is. Surely you're mad not getting into that.
Right, so he'll be a wild card.
He'll be
for
a
you.
Wild card, but if he's that successful, he must be. If he's still racing, is he still racing? We don't know.
It doesn't say, yeah, and I don't know is the honest answer.
I'll say 49.
Oh, not bad, 47.
Oh, that's all right.
That's
I'll
all
take
right.
that all day long.
And then your official wild card this morning is Sandy Shaw, right?
This is a very familiar name.
Yes, because of course you're a secret closet Eurovision fan.
Yeah, yeah, I do enjoy it.
Sandy Shaw was Puppet on a String.
You're joking me,
yeah.
is that?
What the a first, song. The first ever UK winner of the Eurovision Song Contest.
That's a great song. That is a great song. It's so daft, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
What year was that, I wonder? Was that like...
Oh, man, that was...
Must be like...
Was it before or after, Dana?
Oh, I thought it was before or after the war, you were going to say. I didn't know if Hitler was there or not. Oh, they find that if one day that you see that you care like a puppet on a string.
That's probably what inspired him to invade Poland.
Yeah, the puppet on a string. Has anyone tried doing that to Poland? And don't do that, Hitler.
No, stop. Don't. Yeah, deal with that sort of thing. Adolf, leave it. Leave it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's something I've always wanted to do. You go, God, I'm not bringing up. And then it's me. Say it about the moustache now. Jeez, now is the worst time to tell him he looks ridiculous. I'm nearly going to say Adolf Hitler is. I was nearly going to
well,
say.
Well, put it to you this way, right? Since you brought up the war, and it is a wild card for you, she was born shortly after the war.
Right.
So, how does
19...
that... Well, you're supposed to be guessing her age.
Oh, yeah. I was guessing the year of birth.
Go...
Tell you what,
go for it. Because I tell you what,
yeah.
right, the same two numbers are involved.
88.
She's 74.
Oh, for God's sake.
She was born in 1947. How? 88.
Well, I thought you meant like 77, 88, 66. I thought they all felt a bit low.
But if the years were the same in her age and the year of her birth...
Yeah.
How could she be born just after the war and be born in 1988?
Oh, you was going to bring that up with you after the guess.
Thank you, Tara. And a very happy Friday to you.
Woohoo!
Are you glad to see the old Friday rock around?
Can I be honest? I think it came around really quickly.
Holy God.
I do.
You had a good week.
I had a week.
Yeah.
And it's a full
Actually,
week and it's done.
It's a full week. She did, mate. And that's, I mean, that must be two. Is that two in a row?
That is, I think we're knocking on the door four in a row.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cheeky gets.
So have we actually had an entire month
we've
go
been
by?
Like six or seven weeks, I think, without a day off.
Are you ill? Tara's the only person who comes in. I have to come in today. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah.
No, the week flew. I mean, I actually went when you were leaving yesterday. I don't know if you heard me. You went, see it, and I went, have a nice weekend. No, don't have a nice weekend.
Although, it's funny, yeah, because I had that moment on Wednesday where I thought Wednesday was Thursday.
Yeah.
And I was disgusted I had an extra day in the week.
Yeah, well, I think today's Wednesday somewhere in my head, and it's actually Friday. So that's great. And it's sunshine, and we're going to have a nice weekend, and we've lots of high pressure to look forward to, apparently, into the middle of next week. And life is good.
Oh my
God. We have the smell of fresh cut grass.
What is going on, BJ? What is going on? Tara's in absolutely good form about good weather.
Good weather.
And happy and everything.
Sometimes she's missed you. She's won the lotto and she's not telling us or something.
Oh yeah, and that's a big one tonight. And have you seen the treats in the kitchen?
I did. Where did they come from?
Millionaire's homemade millionaire's shortbread in the kitchen.
Yeah, I did see them.
Is that in honour of the lotto, is it?
Maybe.
Excellent.
Well, where did they come from?
Yeah, who's responsible for them?
My daughter made them.
Hey!
I'm going out to savage all of them, so good luck.
Not before me, or not.
Yeah, Adele rolling in the deep here at Classic Hits. Bit of Phil Collins, Two Hearts ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Heading into the weekend, looking forward to it. Tara saying going to be decent weather. That's always good news.
That is great news.
For a weekend. And I don't care what anybody says. I know lockdowns and restrictions and everything, there's still, I need, you know, nothing to do as people claim, but there's still something about a weekend. I still love a weekend.
I know. Well,
can't help it.
The more and more we get to it, especially if there's a bit of sun.
Mm.
Oh, there's nothing about waking up before the sun again. if for no other reason, just to be able to brag about it to Jim.
Fair point.
You know what I mean?
Listen, thanks for all of the happy Friday wishes. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Thank you all for extending happy Fridays to PJ and myself and Tara and Mike and everything. Although not everybody was quite as delicate in their happy Friday wishes.
Really?
Yeah, like the Wexican, who got on to say, good morning, Narnia Man and Captain Poop Pants.
Oh, there you go. You've started this,
Phil. It's the Wexican. That's shocking. Now, he wasn't alone, to be fair. Because Garrett and Limerick was on to say, morning, Jim, Skiddy and Tara.
Skiddy. This is
Skiddy, straight. Skiddy, Skiddy, the man from the radio.
Actually,
the Wexican wants to know, is PJ actually short for poop jocks?
Poop jocks. Do you know something? Of all the
I
thought I'd heard every variation of what PJ could have stood for through my life, and now poop jocks has just arrived in out of a Friday morning.
Also, there's a fantastic WhatsApp in from Northside Tony, who was on just to say, after your ear experience.
Very, very rough, yeah.
Did your fancy health insurance cover it?
It did. It did. I had to go to the clinic of the insurance place
itself. Say not only did it cover the hearing bit and the ear bit, I'd say it covered the car to take you and everything, did it?
Yeah, I mean, there was a glass of champagne and everything when they arrived there. Champagne, sir.
They sent the car around. Look, actually, based on what you're paying on your health insurance, keep the car.
In fact, they said I can go back and stay there for the weekend and all if I like. You get a suite and all that.
Oh,
for God's
fantastic.
Sake.
Fantastic. This is shocking now, PJ. We're going to have to do something about this. People are texting in. There's Tony the Greenkeeper. Morning, Jim. Morning, Skids.
Do you know what might help? If you stop breeding them out, then maybe that might make it stop.
You're right.
Ignoring it goes away, maybe. It's just that,
you know the way I hate not giving voice to the people. We're such a democratic environment here.
You truly are the Malcolm X of Irish radio.
Now, the other thing about it is, right, people are also concerned about you, not only about your ear thing, but they want to know whether your scaldy balls will be covered by your health insurance as well.
I don't know. I'll have to check.
Your coffee fiasco this morning.
I'll have to ring and check now after that coffee fiasco. I think, thankfully, things have dried up since then.
Excellent.
That was a rough start.
When you
say
dried up, you're referring to the coffee, are you? Not the...
What?
Not the man veg region.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought you were suggesting that I maybe had an accident within the trousers again.
No.
There was no accidents.
No, just, you know, when you said everything dried up, I wasn't sure what you meant by it, that's all.
I pay so much on health insurance, you'd be looking out if I don't get one of me doctors to come down and give you a slap in the back of the head.
That's true, actually, yeah. You could probably get a doctor to kill me.
I mean, yeah, I'm suffering from stress and anxiety because somebody in my work keeps slagging me. Can you come down here and sort them out? And they'd be like, yeah, and well, oh my God, yeah, what's your plan? Absolutely.
Not a problem. Not a problem. By the way, somebody else has been on, right, to say that your problem could be solved. Forget about your coffee, right?
Yeah.
Don't be worrying about your coffee. Then you wouldn't have any fear about scalding your nether regions or anything.
Right.
Paul and Tal has been on to say, morning, lads, who needs coffee? And he sent us this picture of his concoction. Fresh beetroot, wheatgrass and spinach shake. That'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, he sent us a photograph of us in
a
plastic cup thing there now, and
that looks like
an accident to
thanks,
me.
Thanks, Paul, but who needs to go and find beetroot, wheatgrass and spinach when I can just gargle my own vomit looking at a picture of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not appetising, Paul. That's all I'm saying.
Paul, if that's what it takes to be healthy, you have to ask yourself, Paul, is it worth it?
Exactly.
Is it worth it, Paul?
Yeah.
Come on now, Friday.
Do you really want to live that long?
Yeah, it's Friday, Paul. Come on. Get yourself a cappuccino for the love of God, man.
Live a bit. Right, listen, folks, it is Friday. Hopefully you're in good form. Thanks for hanging out with us. A feel-good Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008 as always. And of course, we will return the compliment with an absolute jam-packed festival of fun and enjoyment between now and 10 o'clock. Won't we, PJ?
All at my expense, judging by the way this day has started.
Yeah, because we will definitely have the winner of the breakfast table quiz, that €500 voucher for Specsavers in Stillorgan. Still, 12 is staying top of the leaderboard at the moment. Been there since Monday. Can somebody nip in and steal it at the last minute? €500 voucher, nothing to be sneezed at. Could be yours today before 9 o'clock this morning. That's on the way.
And we have the verdict of whether or not there will be a hit bit on Monday.
Absolutely.
We've done our poll over the last couple of days and we know now whether there's going to be a Monday hit bit or not.
Yeah, Magic Mike will be joining us where we normally do the hit bit and revealing whether you, the people of Ireland, have decided that the hit bit should return or not. He was counting up the votes. There was a huge response to it.
Huge response.
Glancing at it, obviously Mike's done the proper figures on it, but glancing at it, it looked fairly 50-50.
Yeah, it was very Brexit. It was very Brexit.
Yeah, it was a close enough call, so we'll find out.
So we're hoping that Mike will come in and go, the results of the hit bit polar.
Anyway, that's all still to come. Anything else? I mean, I suppose you haven't had time to concentrate between the pain in your ear and now the pain in your man vegetables.
Well, you're
probably struggling. You don't know which end is up, almost literally.
I know. Thankfully, that's not a huge change from a normal day. But yeah, I'll tell you the story about my ears.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story about that. And about the. Probably Tara's going to love this fella. This man went to unbelievable lengths to get a day off work. I have to tell you about him.
Okay.
He's actually become a bit of a hero of mine. And what car you. When you get your dream car in life, you're too old to enjoy it.
Brilliant.
So there's a bit of stuff to cheer you up on a
Great.
Friday.
Looking forward to it.
Ireland's
Baby Bird, you're gorgeous. Some guaranteed Irish, the commitments with Mustang Sally just ahead of that. Quick question for you before we head to news. PJ, John Brewster in Limerick's been on with a quick question.
Yeah.
You know the way you've said many times you'd love to move to Cork?
I'd love to move to Cork,
You love the idea of living in Cork.
I do.
And John in Limerick wants to know, whereabouts in Cork were you thinking? Was it Ring of Skiddy?
Oh my God.
There's no need for John. Come on, will you let it go?
Skiddereen, maybe.
Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Here are Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Feel good Friday here at Classic Hits as always. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Friday. 087-188-0008. If you need to give us a shout, Magic Mike will be joining us before the hour is out. We'll be finding out whether or not you have decided, based on the vote we had yesterday, whether you decided that the hit bit should return. That's on the way. We'll find out fairly shortly. But in the meantime, wow, it's time to get dirty.
Yeah. Look, we all know somebody who, when they say, do you want a lift? You go, in your cars. You know something with the bus will be along in a minute. You do anything not to get into the car. Well,
or else those people who offer you a lift and then they go, hang on a second, and they have to, they literally have to kind of like swipe loads of stuff out of the way for you to sit down.
Oh, jeepers. It's unbelievable. Or if people who have kids and they have kid seats and they actually have their own ecosystems growing in those children's seats. Like, there's animals on those seats that I've not seen in the wild ever. It's just but they've done this competition, right?
Right.
Where they've tried to find the dirtiest car ever, basically. The dirtiest car they can possibly find.
Now, right? We are talking, just to be clear, we're talking interiors here,
oh,
right?
Oh, interiors, yeah.
Because, like, okay, lots of cars can get dirty on the outside depending on what you have to drive through or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're talking interiors here now.
Interiors. So
like, in other words...
Messy. Like, dirt, messy cars.
Dirt inflicted by humans.
Dirt that people have inflicted in their own cars, right? So after getting more than 200 entries, people seem to have been delighted to be called dirty pigs. The judges decided that a woman called Louise Duffy, her car, which is filled with old Diet Coke bottles, discarded cleaning products. There's even a broken cup with bits of mould and green stuff growing off the inside of it on the ground. Empty boxes of tissues and the tissues themselves discarded around the car. Random shoes that don't have another one. So, like, random shoes. Basically, our car really genuinely does look like a rolling skip. It really does.
Does she live in it or something?
No.
Is she homeless?
No, she's just a dirty
pig. A broken cup.
Yeah. And there's all, like, whatever was in it. Do you know the way when you leave a cup? Do you ever leave a cup by accident and then there's mould
and it turns into penicillin.
And, yeah, this old mushroom comes out of it and everything. Oh, Jesus. She's got all that stuff lying around.
Oh, my God.
And she has been called the dirtiest car owner that they could possibly find. The Europarts are her dirtiest car owner. Her reaction to being called that, 32-year-old mother, delighted beyond belief with the 200 quid that she's up after winning as a prize for being the dirtiest person that owns a car.
Oh my God, that's taking it to a whole new level.
Jim, I'm looking at the pictures. I swear to God, you wouldn't believe it. The broken cup, and for some reason, there's a mouldy spirit level lying on the ground in the back seat. I don't even know what that's about. I can't hear. And like all her masks and all, her masks that she picks up off that mess and puts on her face to go into a shop. There's one of them lying next to a dirty LCD case. And another
dear
woman.
God.
Another woman who, her husband came second. She entered her husband without him wanting to be entered at all.
Right.
His passenger seat, he can't take a passenger in the car because of all the discarded coffee cups and McDonald's wrappers and takeaway things that he just has thrown and strewn.
There's a guy I know, right?
Oh my God.
There's a guy I know. Now, I've never been in his car, thankfully, right? But a mate of mine pointed out the fact that it's nearly, he's constantly doing that. Everything just gets discarded.
You're joking.
Takeaway things, all that sort of stuff, to the point where it's like, you know, the general levels are coming up above the window.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, it's it takes seconds as well to get rid of that stuff. That's what the thing.
But apart from anything else, man, you know yourself, if you ever do get a drive-through, I know you're Mr. Healthy or whatever, you don't do a lot of that, but
I do a bit here and there,
yeah.
Really.
But, yeah, I mean, you know the smell. It's there. It's lovely at the time when you're eating it.
Yeah.
But when you get in afterwards, it's like, oh, my God, roll the window down there, will you? There's a bang of whatever it is.
Yeah, you get into it and you're like, did somebody fart in the container and all? Like, the smell is awful.
So imagine leaving the containers in there.
It's so disgusting. I remember I went to the Euros, right, years ago with this lad, and he was telling us, he's saying that his car was stolen, right?
Yeah.
So he went to the guards and he says, look, my car was stolen and all. And the guards are like, right, okay, took his details, the whole lot. Gets a call the following day, in fairness to the guards, right? Says, listen, we have your car. But they destroyed it, he goes. I mean, they absolutely know it. They destroyed it. I don't know what they were doing, but they...
Well, animals.
Animals. So he went down to the station and the guard came out to him. They had it in the lockup. I think it was in the lockup there at Store Street there.
Right.
And he says, listen, it's out here. He says, again, look, I don't know if your man told you on the phone. He says, it's really, like, they really made an awful state of the thing, you know. And he's there, so, you know, whatever, be ready, like. And they went out, and your man looked at the car, and he says, if Aunt, it was cleaner than the day it was stolen. He says, they must have cleaned it up a bit so they could fit in, he said. And he was so, he said, he was too embarrassed to tell the guards. He just went, he looked at the car, and like that, he goes, pigs. Absolute pigs, he goes. That is disgusting. I can't believe it.
Who would do that? Who would leave it in the state?
And
like
he was
that?
There, yeah, they threw tools and everything all over. There's loose, so he says, I don't even know what those stains are. And he goes, he was like, oh, you know what they are. And he was going, I guess we'll never know, he says. We'll never know.
Right,
he was so embarrassed.
So there's the challenge for this morning, right? Let's go and see if we can find the Irish equivalent. See if we can find the dirtiest car out there. If it's yours, come on, fess up. And particularly, actually, Magic Mike has just pointed out, particularly if you're in a position to get a photograph to us, right? If you're in your particularly dirty car or van or truck or whatever it is, and you want to lash a photograph into us, please do. 087-188-0008. If you're really embarrassed and you can't bring yourself to send photographic evidence, at least just sort of fess up to it. You know, or maybe you want to rat somebody else out.
Yeah, or do rat somebody else out. I remember one time I did a very famous radio show with a very famous radio presenter.
Right.
And he said, do you want to lift home after this? I live close to you.
Okay.
And I says, yeah, of course I do. And he says, yeah, yeah. And he had a nice car, like.
Yeah.
He knew I was into the cars and all. And I got in. And he had to put his hand down and move the junk out from underneath the pedals so he could drive it properly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And this was a famous name.
A very famous name.
Who lives close to you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who it is.
He had to move the junk out from underneath the pedals. And then he looked at me and goes, what do you think? I was there, lovely. Oh, Jesus. Lovely.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it I was looking at.
Are you going to rat anybody out?
I will to you now in a minute after Desiree does her bit.
Right, 087-188-0008. Let us know, right, if it's you, if it's somebody you want to rat out. The dirtiest car in Ireland we're on the hunt for. Desiree, you got to be here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 087-188-0008. And we are on the lookout for Ireland's dirtiest motor, internally, that is. We're looking for the messiest motor in the nation, and I have to say, fair play to Richie. On the one hand, he deserves to be applauded, right?
Yeah.
The one hand, he deserves to be applauded for, obviously, for fessing up to us. But on the other hand, oh my God, look at that picture, PJ.
I'll tell you something.
That's the passenger seat of his van.
Look at all them empty water bottles. How does he go anywhere without needing to go for a wee? Oh my God, you're the most hydrated, messy man in Ireland.
I don't know. What's that? Well, that looks like a sandwich, isn't it? Is that a sandwich or a bun or something?
That's a ball of turkey mince or something, isn't it?
There's some sellotape there. What does that say there? Can you read that? What does that say there? Something gold.
Pro gold.
Must be some sort of equipment thing, is it?
Yeah.
And then look at the footwell. They're not nappies, are they?
What
are they?
Jeepers. Don't be changing your nappy in traffic, Richie. That's out. Yeah, come on. Jeepers.
As I say, Richie, on the one hand, fair play to you for the bravery of it all. But oh my God, that's a catastrophe.
It is a bit of a catastrophe. Although look at the actual seat surface looks clean. You know what I mean? That's compared to the other pictures I've seen this morning.
Does it? Look at those. What are they?
Those blue diamonds.
Well, there's blue diamonds and there's... Oh yeah, I suppose that... No, it's the creamy coloured stuff I'm a bit concerned about.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
That stuff there, the beigey stuff.
I will say, they're the funniest looking seats. They're like seats you see in the bus, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're like the bus seats.
Maybe
that. The mad design.
Oh, no, he's a van driver. I was going to say, imagine if, for a start, imagine if he was a bus driver and he had a passenger seat. Yeah, you can sit there. You can sit beside the driver. There you go.
Imagine it was just one like getting on the bus in the same spot every day, so it just leaves all the stuff on him.
Right, also somebody's been on to say, who is this? Stephen, I think it is. I work as a mechanic, and one day we got in the car and there was so much dirt there. There was a bale of briquettes buried under all of the rubbish that the owner had actually thought he'd lost.
How do you lose a bale of briquettes? Like, if it's not in the car and by the fire, where would you possibly... You'd never go, leaving me briquettes in the pub. Like,
That's incredible, isn't it? So much rubbish that you lost a bale of... It's in here somewhere. Somebody else saying, I work in a... this is English Ian. I work in a body shop in Santry, and I can honestly say Irish women with kids are the dirtiest. The cars are always manky, according to English Ian.
See, it's the kids, though. It is the kids, isn't it? Mm. Like, see, when I was talking about baby seats having their own ecosystems and all, Mike's head went up and he was like nodding as if saying, I know all about that. He was giving me
power washing the inside of the car. Somebody else said, say Boylan's jammers wedged with cigarette butts and takeaway bags. And maybe bits of steering wheel that he chewed off in anger. Well, actually, Niall drives a fabulous car, doesn't he?
He does, it's got a lovely motor.
I've never been inside it.
No, I have to say, I was in Jim McCabe's car yesterday, right?
Yes.
By pure chance, I forgot my mask to go into the shop. So Jim has, of course, he's, you know, ready, the responsible adult that he is. He has disposable masks for this exact occasion. So he gave me the key and he says, run down there and grab yourself a mask and go to the shop. I said, thanks so much. Well... Ladies and gentlemen, I opened the door to Jim's car and I swear to God, I thought I was after booking into a 5-star spa. He must be rubbing cologne into the seats. It was absolutely immaculate and smelled. There was actually a butler in the back going, would you like champagne, sir? Beautifully well kept.
I haven't had it that long, in fairness.
Oh, you have it in lovely nick.
I never let anybody in it.
Oh my God.
I think you're the first person that's been in it.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure Yvonne's been in it.
Oh, I have to say, I couldn't believe, I was like, what, this fella must drive home in his socks and leave the shoes in the boot and all.
Yeah, that's, I have a, did you not see the shoes by outside the door on the driver's side?
He has his driving slippers like Michael Collins' wolf heads.
Thank you kindly, Tara. Right, we had a winner on the Hitbit, of course, during the week. Damien Farrelly gave Niamh Byrne, I think it was, from Ring's End, wasn't it?
Niamh Byrne, yeah, he gave her the €1,110. I said 1,100 yesterday. I left out that all important tenor, so I did.
Absolutely. And the question now is, will there be a new Hitbit? Normally, you know, one Hitbit ends, another one kicks off or whatever. But we put it to the test yesterday. We put it out there to the vote, the public vote. And Magic Mike's going to be with us before 8 o'clock to reveal what the result was. It'll be tight.
I don't know the answer here. This does feel like Brexit. I think, you know, a big decision is going to be made here.
Fame from Irene Cara, big movie classic here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. You can keep them coming in, particularly if you're brave enough. Or, well, I suppose it's only bravery if it's yours that you're ratting out. If you want to rat out somebody else, maybe you're just mischievous or evil enough. But that's allowed as well. 087-188-0008. If you've got a photograph that you want to share or you feel you can share, of the dirtiest car, the dirtiest vehicle interior that you've ever seen, okay? So we were talking about Richie earlier on. English Richie. No, sorry. Was it Richie Devan? Who was the...
Richie the van driver.
It was, wasn't it?
Who had the all the stuff. All the...
Yeah. Well, English Richie has been on, who's a different Richie, and sent us a photograph from what is a trucker group on Facebook.
God, look at that.
That's incredible.
That's the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
Empty
by
bottles.
By a long stretch.
Empty plastic bags. It's the entire seat, half of the seat back is covered. Right up as half of the seat back.
Like literally one side of whatever vehicle that is just impenetrable.
I can honestly tell anyone who can't see this picture that whatever's in the back of the truck is less than what is in the cab of the truck.
Yeah. If you've ever seen on television, you know those mad shows about extreme hoarders and all that. You know those people where they have to bring in a team of experts to clean the place? Yeah. That's what this side of the truck looks like.
It really is.
Oh my God.
Now that's where your man's briquettes are. They're underneath all of this gear in this truck. That's where they are.
Also, Mary's been on to say, lads, mate of mine always drives the latest version of this super duper car, but my God, not even a month after getting it, she destroys it. There's tins of food, random leaves from forest walks. There's odd shoes. What's with the odd shoes?
What's with the odd shoes? That's the second person with odd shoes lying around the car.
Unbelievable. Seats stained from coffee. You name it.
That's disgraceful.
It's in there. And what's worse is she's always the one who insists on driving.
Of course she does. She lives in the bleed.
Oh, take my car. Honestly, can we not just walk? What are you talking about? It's 75 miles.
Imagine.
Yeah, but seriously, do we have to take your car?
Imagine you'd be there. Do you want to lift? Yeah, but can I sit in the boot? It's the only part of your car that isn't like a tip.
Oh, man. Listen, keep them coming. Particularly, as I say, if you feel that you're empowered enough to give us a photograph, whether it's your own or whether it's somebody you know and you managed to have gotten your hands on it in some way, shape or form, we're looking for the dirtiest motor, the mankiest motor interior in Ireland. 087-188-0008.
It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hitbit! Now the question is that the last time I'll ever have sung the chant of
Hitbit? I didn't realise that. Yeah, there's so much riding on this. Obviously, we had a Hitbit winner during the week, Niamh Byrne from Ring's End. €1,110 for correctly identifying baggy trousers. From Madness, that was the winning song. That was the hit bit.
It's still driving me mad that it was one of my favourite songs under my nose the entire time. That's a very sniggledy snake move by Magical Mike.
Yeah, so well done to Niamh on that score, on winning it. But the question is, as PJ said, is that the last time we'll ever talk about the hit bit? Magic Mike had a poll on the go yesterday, a vote happening among the people of Ireland. And he's with us.
Yes. Lads, the results are in. And it was unbelievable. I mean, you saw the reaction.
Yeah.
There were hundreds upon hundreds of thousands. Okay, there were hundreds.
And it looked close. It did look close. Judging by there was a kind of a no, 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 yes, 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 no, yes, no. Yeah. It was all, yeah. I mean, it was very... I thought it was close.
Yeah, looked it.
Yeah, and then there was a flurry of no's and then a flurry of yeses. And we have counted them all up as we do here.
Right.
The statisticians that we are.
Okay.
And the feeling.
I really should have prepared. I should have prepared a drum roll.
Well, as you're preparing your drum roll, let me ask PJ this question. Would you be upset, PJ, that you would never get to sing that little bit that you do every morning? Would you be upset?
Well, I'd probably still sing it in my private moments. Getting in and out of the shower or the car.
Okay. So now the question is, will PJ ever get to sing the hit bit again? Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, Magic Mike, knower of all things.
I will wait until the drum begins. Ladies and gentlemen, of Ireland's classic hits is coming back on Monday!
Oh my God, the hit bit returns!
No, the referendum, the people have spoken.
Wow.
The people have spoken.
Yeah.
So was it a tight call?
It was a very tight call, but it just nipped at people quite passionate about the hit bit. So we are ready to rock and roll again on Monday, and we'll start the pot at €500.
Nice one.
€500.
Right, so €500 and a brand new hit bit on Monday, which means we get to hear PJ continue to sing his hit bit jingle.
Hit bit.
And of course it means Magical Mike will have to turn back to the puns.
Well, no, hold on a second now. Is that a certainty? No.
Yes.
How about you just saying, I don't do the puns anymore?
Don't know, a package is a package, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like the armband for free food when you go to Spain, isn't it? That's what the puns are like.
Absolutely.
I always think.
Yeah, it's like the toy in a Happy Meal.
It
you
is,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Otherwise, it's just a burger and chips.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
You need all the elements.
You need the full package,
what,
really,
you mean
don't
it's
you?
Cheap, you don't really want it, but you kind of...
But you take it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Heard So Good, John Cougar Mellencamp here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Friday. Just heard it from Magic Mike that the hit bit returns on Monday. It'll kick off on Monday at €500. Now, there is some confusion. We'll have to check this out with Mike. Some people wondering, is that €500 to start and then, like, you know, the following Double Money Monday would be whatever?
Indeed. Very big question,
of course.
Will
it drop back on Tuesday to just
€250?
So we'll clarify that with Mike. Mike's literally looking in the window. He's staring at me with that serial killer look of like, I cannot believe you're going to do this to me.
Did you ask him and he just ran out of the room and now he's looking in the window?
Pretty much. Happened? Yeah, he's the other side of the glass, sticking his fingers over me and everything.
Isn't that amazing?
Disgraceful, carry on.
It's so,
a man with such responsibility.
Great insight to how finances are run.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It speaks volumes. Anyway, we'll find out. We'll get him on the case. We'll find out what the story's going to be. But it is returning on Monday, the hit bit. Breakfast table quiz on the way in the next hour.
Yes, and kidnapping.
Rod Stewart's Maggie May here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Friday. On the way, of course, final day of the breakfast table quiz. Final chance to win yourself that €500 voucher for Specsavers Stillorgan. You can spend it on glasses, contact lenses, hearing aids, any of their other services. You got to win it first, though, and 12 is the score to beat. Magic Mike is standing by. Let him know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. Of course, we do it a little earlier these days, just after the half eight headline. So get in there nice and early. 087-188-0008. Let Magic Mike know if you fancy having a crack at the breakfast table quiz. Now, to be honest with you, for this bit, I almost kind of feel that in some ways we should have nearly dragged Tara in for it.
I feel like it wouldn't have been the worst idea in the world.
Because, you know, we do, like, look, there's many things. We get tagged, you know, with various personality traits. Poor LPJ, he's had to suffer the slings and arrows that have been thrown his way about many things.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? I, can I just point out, do not have an excessively hairy back. And
so he says.
And I'm not 750 years old. So, but we all have our crosses to bear, right? And in Wintara's case, she has gained somewhat of a reputation for being fond of a day off.
A little bit, not being very enthusiastic about coming to work in the mornings. And, and let's face it, sometimes we've all had days where we don't really want to go to work. Maybe some people, like Jim this morning, he just sucked it up and went anyway. He was very dangerously playing with the snooze button this morning.
It was very touch and go this morning. That was the first time in a long, long, long time where the alarm went off and I still lay there. Normally I force myself to just get straight out of the bed.
It's a dangerous game, man.
But it was like one of those, oh my God, is there anything I can do to get more time in bed? But anyway.
Well, I would say go to bed earlier, but that's not such, this isn't advice Jim likes. Jim doesn't like that advice.
Yeah.
So some people suck it up and go anyway. Some people just you get someone else to call you in sick. Do you remember that when you were a kid? When you had a job, you'd get your ma to call you in sick.
That's right, Jim.
Ring in and tell them I'm in bed and I can't move. And they're like, is that his ma? Yeah. Put him on the phone there. Hello? Hello? You're trying to make yourself sound really sick, all of that. Some people make up fake emergencies. Some people, I think everybody's pulled a dead granny at least once in their lives, let's be honest about it.
Or if you play for the Republic of Ireland four times, maybe.
Four grannies. Four grannies, yeah. I forgot, yeah, remember him. Mr. Ireland himself. Or maybe, like this fella, you tie yourself up, gag yourself and throw yourself on the side of the road to fake your own kidnapping.
What?
To get a day off work, yeah. This lad, last Wednesday, a guy called Brandon, right? He is now in very serious trouble because he has had to plead guilty to reporting false information to the police and everything, right? So he beat himself up, he tied his hands with his own belt, stuck a bandana as a gag in his mouth, threw himself on the side of the road to fake a kidnapping. Then he got this big complicated story about how his very rich father, was basically the figure of this. That two men jumped on him outside his house, put him in the boot of the car, said to text your father, and he fabricated a load of messages between him and his father using an old phone to make this look real. And
are you saying he did all this to get a day off work?
Well, this is the police were wondering why this happened, so they saw the fabrication, and then they went back into the CCTV. They said that you're rich, that he was held for ransom by his dad. Then they went back to the CCTV. He was never attacked outside, and then they said eventually after. Wednesday, what is it today? Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 3 days later, he then says, okay, I made it all up. And they were like, why? And he says, I work in the auto shop down the road and I really didn't want to go in.
Oh my God. How hard does your work have to be for you to consider beating yourself up and kidnapping yourself to be easier than going to work?
He even gave himself a few digs in the head and everything, this fella. To get out of a day's work, yeah.
Like he hurt himself.
He hurt himself, tied himself out, left himself lying on the side of the road. Fabricated these stories. He put a whole day's work into it. In a way, I admire him. I admire anyone who can push, who would work all day if it meant getting nothing done. I actually admire people who have that sort of an ethos.
It strikes me as that's a lot of work to get out of work.
To get nothing done, yeah. I mean, there is something almost admirable about
that.
How
do you tie yourself up, by the way?
I don't know. He used a belt, apparently, so he must have had some system. But he's in serious trouble because he wasted the police time, he wasted the fire brigade's time, the paramedics' time, and the local TV station had to go on. They reported the story. So now they've had to go on and re-report that, look, there are no masked kidnappers going around the area, and that you can relax that this guy made the whole story up.
The other thing about it is, so he used part of his this whole fake thing that he created was the idea that because his dad's wealthy, they were trying to extort money from his father.
Yeah.
Right, in this pretend fake kidnapping
scenario, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if you have a rich dad, is the whole purpose not to go to your rich dad and go, listen, I really hate going to work and you've got loads of money, can you not just give me an allowance?
That's what most people do, isn't it?
I thought that was the whole purpose of having rich parents.
You just not do is doing what you want. Or going to your dad and say, any chance of getting a job, one of those jobs where I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, can you not put me in as CEO of one of your companies or something? Just give me an office where I can watch cartoons all day.
Yeah, CEO's a bit much. I'd be like, can I not be just in charge of the post room on £1 million a year? You know, I'd be into that. I'd love that now.
Yeah.
You know, having a really rich dad who could put me in the post room and all. It was a different one. I used to, like, when I was coming home from school at 14, me other going, have you not got a job yet?
Yeah.
I'm 14. Yeah, deliver leaflets or papers or something. There's loads of kids out there working. Useless.
That is an extraordinary. That beggars belief that you put that much effort in, cause yourself physical pain.
I know.
And put that much work in just to get a day off work. I mean,
mind
can't
you,
be that bad working in an auto shop, can it?
Yeah, mind you, if we'll see Tara now on Monday and she'll be doing a news bulletin. There is seems to be a strange spate of kidnappings in my local area. I hope nothing happens and I'm not able to.
Yeah.
I don't avoid work between Friday and bank holiday Monday.
And also,
if I do, you know what's happened. Just putting it out there.
If a message comes in to the breakfast WhatsApp group going, please pay the ransom.
And you go, that's Tara's bank account.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
She's literally given her home address here. What? That can't be so.
That kidnapper looks very like our fella.
Black Eyed Peas, Where Is The Love? Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Final day of the breakfast table quiz. Not long away, of course. We're about, what, 10 minutes-ish, thereabouts, maybe a little over 10 minutes away from the final breakfast table quiz of the week. Still have that score, 12 to beat, and still have that €500 voucher for Specsavers still organ up for grabs. So, last chance, really. If you want to get involved, you want to have a go, you want to try and scoop the prize, nip in there at the last minute.
087-188-0008 is the number for the breakfast table quiz. Yeah, to get your hands on that voucher. I'm definitely going to need that after my experience last night. All the slagging. This is me, all me slagging now with everything.
And it came
back to haunt me. As if I'm not deaf already. You're like,
if you missed out on it earlier, just after 9 o'clock, we're going to. PJ had a medical emergency.
Had a medical emergency.
Last night. He literally, one of the first things he told us this morning, he was rushed to hospital, and then he backtracked a little bit and said he drove himself in, and he just was in a bit of a hurry.
Yeah, I think I was having a medical emergency. I had to go to the clinic because I was getting panic attacks thinking of how much it costs to renew my health insurance. Lucky that you're covered from financial related
exactly
anxieties with the plan I'm on.
So you'll find out all about it the other side of 9 o'clock. Also, just in relation to that, Tim, that story of that guy who literally went to the ridiculous extremes of faking his own kidnapping.
Unreal.
To get a day off work, right? And the fact that he worked in an auto shop.
Yeah, he worked in a crash repair place.
Yeah. Do you reckon he just got sick and tired of people with filthy cars?
Maybe that was it. He's just there.
I cannot face the mank I have to deal with.
Yeah, I got into this because I love cars, not because I love putting people's McDonald's bags in the bin.
This is Ireland's classic hit.
Well done, Tara. Well done. I tell you something. Mark is a very relieved man there. When there was that little delay with you getting to the headlines, Mark texted in, "Oh my God, I thought Tara was kidnapped."
I was actually practicing how to tie myself up for the mock kidnapping.
Yeah, that's all.
Brilliantly done. Brilliantly done. Right, thanks, Tara. Okay, on the way, of course, it is the breakfast table quiz. It is the final day. We need that score of at least 13 to make you a winner and give you this €500 voucher for Specsavers in Stillorgan.
Absolutely. 087-188-0008 is the number on WhatsApp. If you want to have a go to breakfast table quiz, give us a text there. 13 is what you need, the lucky score on a Friday to take it all.
13 will do it. That's just get to that in the 60 seconds. That €500 voucher is yours. Chain Reaction from Diana Ross here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Couple of quick shout outs before we do the breakfast table quiz. Can you wish my wife Maureen the biggest happy 40th birthday for tomorrow? That's from Ray in Cavan. So Maureen, have a fantastic 40th tomorrow from Hubby Ray. And also, speaking of Hubby Ray's, Ray Shannon, we were asked to give him a shout out from his missus as well. I think they celebrated their 9th wedding anniversary. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, very
or maybe
good.
The day before yesterday. But anyway, Ray Shannon, your other half has been on. She didn't give us her own name, though. That was the only thing. Anyway, listen, Ray, big shout out from your other half.
From your other half.
Of 9 years and everybody else as well.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So this is it. Winner takes all today. Will anybody top that score of 12 and scoop the €500 voucher that we have to give to you from Specsavers Stillorgan? Of course, your friendly local opticians and audiologists. That's important to remember as well. Not just opticians. You can get hearing aids there from €750. Free hearing tests as well. And of course, if you win this voucher, the €500 voucher, you can spend it on whatever you like. Their services are still in full swing despite all the lockdowns and all that. You can go and make an appointment with them either online or give them a bell for any sort of routine care of eyes and ears. Actually, based on what we're going to hear about you after 9 o'clock.
Jim, I tell you something.
Might come in handy.
Nobody's needed anything so much.
Absolutely.
And even if I didn't need it, I'd probably develop the ailments just to get the value out of it.
And of course, they have this special of 2-for-1 on glasses, including designers like Tommy Hilfiger, DKNY, Marc Jacobs, Superdry, and many more on the go at the moment. That's Specsavers in Stillorgan. Right, who's going to play?
Last chance of the week for Liz Stafford, who's having a go this morning. How are you, Liz?
I'm fine, very good, very nervous, but we'll see how it goes.
Don't worry, Liz, it's a Friday. We're on your side. You have nothing to worry about here.
Well, I'm a fella. Remember, we love the young offenders down here in Cork.
Oh, thanks very much. I love Cork, so there's two of us. We're all in together. It's a big,
look at this. It's a big love-in. It's a big love-in. That's the way you want it. Liz, is there anybody around who can give you a dig out with this at all?
Well, I have a husband, John, beside me, and Jack, my son, at 14, so we'll hopefully they'll help me.
I'll be honest with you, Liz, you didn't sound confident in the two lads there.
So the way you started saying that, yeah. Well, I've got a husband, but I mean, I wouldn't really expect much from him, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, he's pretty useless. He's pretty useless for most things. I can't imagine him being any help here.
Oh, so Liz, we're on your side anyway. So take a deep breath and get yourself ready. We're going to be grand.
Right, 60 seconds, 13, the all-important magic number we need. The very best to look, Liz. Here we go.
What sport is played to win the Ryder Cup?
Golf.
The Bee Gees song Staying Alive is from the soundtrack of what movie?
Don't know.
Saturday Night Fever. A popular feature of a children's sports days is a race run with what balanced on a spoon?
Egg race.
What is a type of grass? Sugar, beet or sugar cane?
Sugar cane.
Yeah, and in what American state would you find the city of Waco?
Don't know.
Texas. Which pop singer's hits include Delilah and What's New Pussycat?
Tom Jones.
Which British country do the Stereophonics come from?
Edinburgh.
It's Wales. Which singer made her film debut in The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
In what televised sport did Giant Haystacks become a household name?
Wrestling.
In cricket, how many runs is the umpire signaling when he holds both hands up above his head?
Six.
Lisbon is the capital city of what country?
Portugal.
According to the well-known saying, how many does it take to tango?
Two.
I gotta fit another one in. Who presented the TV game show Blankety Blank in 1979?
Rogan.
Who?
You.
No, you're Terry Wogan, you're right. It's Terry Wogan, that's right, we're giving you that. Because you were nice to me at the start, I'm going to give it to you anyway, Liz.
Right, so time for the final check. I'm not sure we quite got there. It was a brave effort. And to be fair, despite all the ribbing, I definitely heard the husband contribute there.
I did hear him.
Fair
in the
play to him, I tell you something. That man is far from useless.
He's Cork's proudest cricket master.
Absolutely. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers is what we ended up with. But to be honest with you, that's not bad. In fairness, I mean, apart from the winning score of 12, we didn't get too many higher than that during the week, did we?
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, so
we keep trying.
You can be proud of yourself. Yeah. Proud of yourself, Liz. Listen, thanks for playing. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
The A-Team from Ed Sheeran here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for that. Happy Friday to you folks. We were talking earlier on about people who basically mess up their cars, people who are just absolutely filthy when it comes to the inside of their cars. They dump everything. We've had reports of odd shoes, a spirit level, a broken cup, a bale of briquettes going missing.
A bale of briquettes. If you lose a bale of briquettes in your car, you've got a serious
bad
button, to be fair.
Pretty bad. And to be fair, you know what I mean? For a lot of people, I mean, the other side, the other sort of extreme of all of that are people who are, you know, obviously take great pride in the car. You're a classic petrol head. You love cars.
I do, yeah. Now, my car's not in the best estate at the moment. Not like yours. Oh, my God. If you miss there, I went down to Jim's car. You want to see it. I swear to God, I was nearly going to ask him how much it'd be to stay tonight. Like, it's like a hotel. He has it in such great shape. It smells
wonderful.
It's
because it's still relatively new to me. Oh. I know it's secondhand, but, you know, in terms of I haven't had a chance to quite implant myself on
honestly,
it.
I honestly thought I was going to order an afternoon tea and hang around in the back of it for the day. That's that's how well he has it. And in fairness to him, that's the way you should have it if you
well,
can.
Well, yeah, because as I say, you know, it is, for a lot of people, it can be your pride and joy, you know.
Definitely.
What I mean? Especially when it's taken you a long time to get something nice, you know.
And would you say it's your dream car?
Well, I wouldn't quite go that far now.
See, this is the thing. I don't think most of us ever achieve a dream car.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I love my own. Will I ever get my dream car? At this stage,
Do you even know what your dream car is?
I do, yeah. It's a Mercedes S65. Do you ever see them? Like, they're ridiculous. But, you know, right. I don't know where
I'm going
to get nearly
300,000. I've always had that kid thing in me that my dream car would be an Aston Martin.
Do you know something? You're up there with a lot of people.
Really?
And a lot of people who have...
What are you trying to say? I'm common?
No, I'm not. I've been in your car. You are definitely not common. I swear to God.
So a lot of people, that would be their dream motor, would it?
When Jim hits the button on his car, a red carpet comes up to meet him and all. That's the condition he has it in. It's lovely the way he has it. So a lot of people say that an Aston Martin is their car. But here's the thing. If you're ever lucky enough to attain something like an Aston Martin, you're roughly going to be around the age of 47. And
So I'm late to that as well, am I?
little late to that, yeah, yeah. But some smarty pants out there are saying that by the time people achieve their dream cars, they're too old to really enjoy them. And in fact, some of us look maybe a little silly by the time we get to them.
I was just going to say, I have to say now, right, I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of seeing people in cars and doing that thing, that jealous thing of that's wasted on them.
I've done it.
That's wasted on him.
I have. I see something. Now, if I saw someone in an Aston Martin, right, and they were in their 50s or 60s or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say anything. That to me looks totally normal.
Right.
It really does. I see an old lad jumping into his Bentley or anything. Totally normal. Into his Merc. Totally normal. Do you know when you see them lads and they've got like, you know, the baldy patch and the ponytail and they're going around in a Porsche with the roof down and all. You're like, would you ever grow up?
Yeah. I have to say, the old drop top stuff, it's a difficult look to pull off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The old convertible thing can be a difficult look to pull off unless you have the... Unless you have a touch of the old movie star going on about you.
Unless you're a beautiful young woman, or person at least.
Exactly.
And you know, when you see that carry on, and I've seen there was a, remember there was a thing around the corner here, lots of Ferraris and all.
Yeah.
And it was, they were beautiful cars. And then you saw some of the owners and thought, gee, you're going to rattle the hip off yourself pulling out in that thing. Are you for real?
So when do you get to have your dream car then? Is it
47? If you're ever going to get it, that's when you get it. You and me, Jim.
We're past.
Just not
no, you
happen.
Still have an opportunity. You have a couple of years.
I have 1 year.
You have a year left, have you, to
I
get your dream
year,
motor?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'll be 46 now in April.
Who do we need to blag?
I've 12 Mercedes. Months to ring the lotto. Or yeah, so Mercedes. If you're giving away one of those 2.5, like the quarter millioners,
yeah,
I'm your man.
Yeah,
I've never even gotten a free going to Fiat. Like, so here's the thing though. There is actually a timeline of what type of car you'll be driving at certain periods in your life, right?
Right, go for it.
So a lot of people in their 20s end up driving small cars. So like, you know, your Seat Ibizas, your Ford Fiestas.
Might be a lot of people's first car.
Definitely, yeah. So right. That seems to be sort of sides. You go back into them when you're in your pensionable age. It's a lot of people, right? So 20s and 90s. That tends to be the trend. Not always people just like cars, but this is a general sweeping trend, right? And then you get into the, when you get to your 30s, of course, you have small families, all that, maybe a couple of dogs. The old estates start coming into time. I love them. You were even making funny faces. I love them.
I'm not a fan of an estate car.
I love them.
Oh, I mean, I can handle, you know, people carrier things, sort of.
See, I like
not
estates.
Really, but
they keep the dogs off the
and
seats.
And I like the kind of Jeep thing, you know, those kind of shapes.
I'm not mad about them, you see.
But an estate car never did it for me at all.
I'd be more of a long estate than a big Jeep. You know what I mean? I think so.
Fair enough. Right, so that's kind of family life. That's what, 30s, as you say?
That's sort of into your 30s. Then the SUVs kick in around your 40s. That's when, you know, you still have young kids and you've got a lot of gear.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your man wants his golf clubs left there all the time and the pram and all of that's going on. And, you know, you have to do big shops and all of that. And you're,
So you
sort of give up on what you'd like and more what you need around your 40s. God knows, me and Jim know what it's like to give up. So you have that. And then if you're lucky, you hit your 47, you get your dream car. If not, you get people carriers, you know,
right.
That sort of, your people carrier.
What,
is
but
what
about the whole midlife crisis thing? What about, you know, when you start hitting your 50s or whatever, your middle 50s, and suddenly the appeal of a bright yellow Lamborghini.
Start to decide maybe just because I'm bald, it doesn't mean I can't grow a ponytail. That's what you mean when that starts. Yeah.
So that doesn't fit in, no. This is for normal people who aren't going through a crisis, is it?
Well, there's always, you know, the way, there's two ways of looking at this. One, you're rich enough, you can pull it off, grand, good, more power to you. I'm delighted for you.
Yeah.
The other one is, you like you or me, or you maybe potentially have a breakdown and borrow money you don't have to look like a halfwit going around the place. And that's grand. Maybe that's the way to go.
I like it.
I think I'll go.
Yeah.
I think if that's the only route open to me getting me dream car,
I'll take it.
I'll take it. Sign me up for a mortgage and I'll spend it on wheels. Room, room.